The following audio recording contains the opening remarks by Professor Dr. Michaela Pelikan during the conference of the research unit The Production and Reproduction of Social Inequalities, Global Contexts and Concepts of Labor Exploitation. The opening conference was held virtually on 11th and 12th November 2021.
Well, I am first of all very, very happy to welcome and very honored to welcome all of you for this opening conference of the research unit, The Production and Reproduction of Social Inequalities. My name is Michaela Pelikan. I am a professor of social and cultural anthropology at the University of Cologne, and I'm the speaker of the research unit. This research unit started its work in January 2021, and this is our first event we are organizing for a public audience. And we are very happy about this opportunity to be able to share our first insights with you and to discuss also on the progress of the research unit and specifically on the topic of social inequalities. We believe that social inequalities is a very important feature of society, both in the past and present, and that it is important to understand it better in its historical and contemporary dimensions to be able to work against it and change something. In the following, I will introduce to you the research unit and its members, and then in the second part, give you an overview of the joint theoretical or analytical framework we are using. The conference itself is organized in this way that each of the research projects that form part of this research unit has organized one of the panels. And so you will basically learn much more about each of the projects from the panels. So the goal of my presentation is to provide you with a general framework that holds our projects together. I have prepared a PowerPoint for this, which I will be happily sharing with you now. So let me open the conference with my opening remarks. I first want to say something about the partners that we have in our research unit. So this research unit has been initiated by four colleagues of us who are based in universities in the Global South and the Global North. So here you see them listed. That's on the one hand, Meron Eresso, who is at the Center for Human Rights in Addis Ababa University. Then there is Tuhuin. She is at the School of International Studies and the Academy of Overseas Chinese Studies at Jinan University in Guangzhou. Then there are two of us who are at the University of Cologne. That is Ulrike Lindner, who is a historian of the University of Cologne, and myself at the Department of Social and Cultural Anthropology. So together, basically, we came up with the idea for this research unit and were very much happy to see the call for funding from the Volkswagen Foundation, which was called Global Issues Integrating Different Perspectives. The reason why I'm saying this is because that very call has been addressed to research groups who are interested to foster collaboration between the Global South and Global North. And this is what is very central to our project and at the heart of our research unit. So at this moment, I would like also to express our heartfelt thanks in the name of the whole research unit to our funders, specifically the Volkswagen Foundation, with this their initiative, which we think is very important and where many other projects are going to benefit from. Then a second institution that has been supporting us very strongly with our work is also the Global South Studies Center at the University of Cologne that has a very similar mission of supporting collaboration between the Global South and the Global North. Importantly, the University of Cologne has also supported our work, specifically the Faculty of Humanities, as well as the International Office of the University of Cologne and its partner office in China, in Beijing. We like to express our heartfelt thanks to all the individuals and institutions that have been involved in this and have also made this opening conference possible. I would normally hand over now to our colleague, Dr. Sebastian Mattes at the Volkswagen Foundation, who is the program director of the Social Transformations Program, which we are part of. Unfortunately, he is not able to attend the whole conference, but he asked me to extend his warm welcome to all of you and is wishing us a very successful and productive exchange. So I think we very much take his warm welcome with us, and it will help us to continue with our work today and tomorrow. Now, let me introduce the members of our research unit. As you can see on this picture, we started off the four of us, but in the meantime, we have become a big group of people, and we are forming an interdisciplinary and international team that is concentrated on five projects, two historical projects, two anthropological projects, and one special project on COVID-19. You will learn much more about these projects throughout the conference in each of the panels that has been organized by each of the projects. But what is also important to us is that we are a very diverse group of people that integrates and accommodates and includes basically scholars at very different levels of their career. So what we want to do is we want to benefit from this exchange among all of us and come up with a lot of ideas and experiences that will further our work. Importantly also, going a step beyond just collaboration between peers, we also involve and integrate members of our research communities in our work. And this is specifically the case in the COVID-19 project, where our research collaborators are themselves involved in producing knowledge together with us. And the roundtable, which we are organizing tomorrow, will give you an insight in that kind of work, as our research collaborators will be the ones speaking in that roundtable. As you can see from the list here, there are 34 members in total in this our project and the five projects. So what I want to show you here is the different projects that we are having. As I said earlier, each one of them is organizing one of the panels. And so I will not even go into details about the individual projects. But what I would like to do in the following is to give you an idea of the joint analytical framework we are using, and that is basically holding the five projects together. So as the title of our research unit says, the production and reproduction of social inequalities is at the heart of our research unit. And all of our projects approach this topic or this theme through the lens of labor exploitation. The inequalities under study take various forms, and they are characterized by labor exploitation, but also by other forms of exploitation, such as unequal power relations, graded rights, or gendered and racial exclusions. We specifically focus on exploitative labor arrangements because we think that labor is a vital factor in generating durable inequalities. We understand inequality as relational and historically embedded, and as comprising different dimensions, including social, economic, and importantly also epistemic dimensions. We are very interested in the relationship between social and epistemic inequalities. And this is also why we try to bring into conversation diverse authors that have worked on these different aspects of inequality, such as Tilly, Chichano, Terborn, and Lovugaceni, and many others. What holds us also together is a working hypothesis that is relevant for all our projects. So, and this working hypothesis is that attempts at increasing equality can contribute to generating durable inequality. And this conundrum is what basically guides us through all the projects. And we have developed this hypothesis on the basis of the concepts and projects that we are studying in our sites. So let me show you our conceptual approach. This brings together basically three aspects or three approaches. One, on the one hand, we look at the circulation of concepts through time and space, and we approach them through specific contexts under study. So here you see the four concepts under study that are relevant in each one of the four projects, the four main projects, and they relate to different research contexts. So basically, the concept of a new slavery will be is being studied in the context of a historical project on the debate on new slavery in South Africa and how it has been adapted in China. The project on native labor is looking at how the concept of native labor has been introduced by the ILO in relation to working conditions in the colonies, and is studied specifically in regard to Eastern Africa and to India. The project on human trafficking focuses on labor migration from Cameroon to the Gulf states and looks at the concept and the discourse of human trafficking and how it is used in Cameroon. The project which is here conceptualized in relation to the concept of cheap and abundant labor is based in Ethiopia. This project looks basically at development or the discourse on development in Ethiopia in relation to industrial production and how the Ethiopian government is using that slogan of cheap and abundant labor to entice investments in Ethiopia, but that might lead also to contradictory outcomes. So basically all of these projects are looking at different concepts that have something in common. All of them also relate in one way or another to an underlying ideas that are contemporarily also very prominent about new forms of slavery. And we are critically interrogating how these different concepts relate to each other and how they relate to this overarching idea of slavery and how these are circulating. But we do not only look at these discourses from a top-down level or at a discursive level, we also want to understand how local actors are using these concepts in their daily lives, basically to change the situation or also in their own with their own ideologies or intentions. So in this project, in our approach, we try to look at this from bottom up and top down, because we look at actors that are involved in processes of negotiation, translation, adaptation of the concepts, and thus are challenging and transforming also the content of these concepts. So we refer here to both institutions and individuals that are involved in regulating labor systems. That can be policymakers, legal actors, and international organizations, but this can also be workers, unions, civil society organizations, journalists, academics. So you see how we are trying to tackle it also from different levels. So what combines as or brings us together are the following three research questions that are basically already embedded in our analytical framework. So I'm reading them here now. How do institutional individual actors negotiate, contest, translate, adapt, but also strategically use concepts of labor exploitation? And what are the strategies of resistance? How do the concepts under study circulate and relate to one another, but also how do they conceal and stabilize forms of social inequality? And why have all concepts of labor exploitation and their contemporary derivatives, like this modern day slavery discourse, why have they regained importance in the context of increasing global inequalities? And here, we really also want to think about where and how the mechanisms of global capitalism, neoliberalism, and the coloniality of power interrelate, and what we can do to better understand, reverse, or even transform these dynamics. I would like to tell you something more about our research unit. So on the one hand, we are looking at these mechanisms of the production and reproduction of social inequalities as an object of study in the world or in the context of labor exploitation. But at the same time, we have also come to understand that social inequalities are part and parcel of our own environments of academic collaboration. So in order to also tackle this aspect of our project, we have started to jointly work on a code of conduct at the very beginning of our project, so of our research unit, so that we jointly are able to identify the sources of social inequalities, many of which are structural, and also the challenges that come with it. So it is part and parcel of our endeavor to foster and to maintain an culture of inclusion within the research group and in the context of collaboration and research. And this, our code of conduct, we see this basically as a living document that is regularly updated. And our goal with it is to establish a sound basis for symmetrical collaboration and knowledge integration. We have decided to publish our code of conduct and make it available on our website. So maybe other research groups that are working on a similar basis can draw inspiration, but also with the aim of renewing it and adjusting it from time to time. With this, I would like to stop my introduction of our research unit. I will now hand over to my colleagues, the